I'm over here dying with the two vagina thing. It you know what? It was the most. Oh my God, it was just incredible. Like I said, when I've had two women like that, and I haven't seen or came across anyone like that since. And this was like late. I was 19 or 20 was the first one. I know I remember being out of high school, and this young lady and I were dating, and you know, we were about to have sex, and she said, you know, I'm on my period, but she said, you know, but I want you, you know. And I'm like, well, the only other thing we could do is, you know, anal sex, you know. And at that time, I had only experienced it one other time, but, you know, the person I was with that I experienced that with, it was a first time for the both of us, and we both enjoyed it. But I didn't know how she was on that, but I found out that she enjoyed it too. But when we were at that point, we were about to have sex, and she was on her period, she was like, you can just fuck me in my other hole. And I'm like, you mean your ass, right? And she was like, no, I have three holes. So I'm like, you know, I didn't look at it at first. So I'm like feeling around. I feel her pussy. Then I feel this other hole. And I thought that was just like something from surgery or something, or just like, you know, a birth defect. And then, you know, I go down a little bit and I feel her asshole. And I'm like, shit, she really does have three holes. So she was just like, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm standing there, and she's stroking me. I'm hard as a rock. And she just grabs my stuff and eases it in there, and just it opened up a little bit, and it just swallowed my dick in, and I just did my thing. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck was that? Whatever it was. Whatever it was, I'm DJ Lala was amazing. And then I remember going home, and I'm just like, yo, that's kind of crazy. I'm like, do women really have three holes? Or I'm like, nah, I said I've been having sex for a while, so I've never met a woman with well, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think there's somebody, don't quote me on this, but I think there was somebody we went to school with that might have had two vaginas. I don't want to like start anything, but I'm just trying to think back. But anyway, but yeah, so I was just like, that's crazy. So her and I, this was matter of fact, this, let me see, was it, I'm trying to remember, I don't know if it was in North Carolina or Virginia. I don't know if I had came back for a visit, and then this girl, because I think she was military, was in Camp the June, and I was visiting, met her out there, but then she moved here to VA. So anyway, I wind up being a best man at a good friend of mine's wedding, and his wife at the time had introduced me to her cousin. And she, same thing, we were in my car. I had an IROC Z at the time, and we had went for a drive, and you know, one thing led to another, and I didn't have a condom, you know. And she was like, well, you know, you hot, I want to fuck, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I want to fuck too, but I'm not fucking I'm not going in without my little Jimmy hat there. So she was like, well, you know, you don't have to put it in there. You know, I have another hole you can put it in. And I'm just like, no, we just met. I don't know if I'm just going to run up in your ass, you know, and I don't know you. And she goes, no, I have another hole. And I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Another one. So I'm like feeling around and I'm like, I feel her pussy. Her pussy's like wet, you know, and then I go down a little bit and there's that other hole. And I said, just to be sure, so I'm not running up in her ass or anything, I go down a little further and I'm like, well, no, there's her booty hole right there. And I feel this other hole, you know, and it's a little wet. So she was like, let me help you out a little bit. And she took my shit and put it in there. And it was just like, oh my God, man, it's like, But yeah, it was a little tighter than her pussy, the other hole. But man, I mean, once you got in there and, you know, it tightened up, you know, they kind of both felt the same, but it was just a little tighter fit, man. If you only knew, I don't know, a man having two dicks, for a woman who likes anal sex, that might be heaven for her. You know what I mean? Versus, you know, doing all this other crazy stuff like, you know, a woman having two dicks on her or whatever. But I don't know, man. The experience was unforgettable. And I never told anybody about it because I didn't think anybody would believe it. But when you brought it up, it's like, yeah, a woman can have two vaginas, and it's rare. There's a term for that, and I think it's called, wait a minute. Yeah, there is a term for that, but I can't think of the term. It's a medical term for that, but it's rare. No, it actually wasn't a lot of work. I mean, for me, you know, I can go for about 30 minutes before I bust for the first time. So at that given point in time, with both women, they came really fast. So, you know, with my duration, you know, it's like, the way it worked was, it's either I'm in one or the other. It wasn't like, oh, you know, do this hole, then do the other hole. It was, you know, one or the other. So, there was rare occasions where I'd be in both holes. But like I said, you know, they came relatively fast. Like, I want to say within 10 to 15 minutes, you know. But, you know, just to let you know that, you know, even after the fact, like, we would just, let's say you're with somebody and you're just going to go for hours. You know, like, you know, you do, okay, for instance, like if you got a guy, you're having sex with him, and you go for like the first 10 minutes, you know, both of you take a break and you're back at it again. You know, it was something like that. Like, for me, like 25 to 30 minutes, and then, you know, we take a little breather, then we're back at it again, and we're just switching off between the holes. Yeah, I mean, but it didn't wear me out. I mean, for me, it was fun. I mean, it's like, wow, take your pick, bruh. Wow, we really get in detail with this one. Well, for me, I mean, I don't know. It's for me, if it's good, I don't get bored with it. I can't speak for the woman side of it. But like I said, I mean, we had sex every day. Sometimes there was no, there was no work. We would call out. But I mean, yeah, every day. There was a young lady I was dating before we got married. Before my wife and I got married, there was a lady I dated, and we were together for 4 years. And for those 4 years, we had sex every single day. I remember my brother asking me one day, I don't even know how my brother and I got on the subject, but he asked me one point, what was the best sex I ever had? And I told him who the woman was, and I told him how much sex we were having, and he was like, get out of here. I said, no. I told him at first I didn't think that I was gonna be able to hang with this woman. you know, and I told my brother, our first time having sex, she wasn't sure, if I was going to be able to please her or not, you know, and I don't know what gave her that thought, you know, and then, one night I went over to the house for dinner and, she, you know, started listening to some music and she was showing me her dance moves and stuff. And I was just sitting there watching her drinking some wine and we got to kissing and I got a hard on and she felt me up and she just unbuttoned me right then and there. And she was like, oh man, perfect. Just the right size. And I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, that means you can bang the shit out of me all night long. And I was like, okay. So we went upstairs and we spent the weekend in her room. Didn't go nowhere. Just spent the, this, it was like that for, I say the first month that we started having sex, we stayed in her room. Didn't go anywhere. I would come over on a Friday. From Friday night, sometimes we didn't go to work on Monday. We would fuck, go downstairs and get something to eat, come back, fuck. Sometimes we would bring food in the room, drinks, whatever. All we did was fuck. And the experience with her was incredible because she liked anal sex as well. So, I mean, it's basically like having two vaginas, you know, a woman's getting dick in her pussy and her ass. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. I never got tired. I never got bored. And it wasn't, she didn't have to get too creative for me. Cause I mean, if that pussy's good, I'm not going to get tired of being in that pussy, whether I'm tasting her or putting my dick deep down in her and pleasing her. Sex with her was incredible. She's down in Florida now. She was, that's another topic. She was crazy. I learned she was crazy. Something was going on with her, but yeah, I mean, for 4 years, we would wake up fucking. You know, I come home from work in the afternoon, right before dinner, we're fucking, you know, and of course, when we go to bed, that's when it would really got intense, because we would fuck, you know, we had sessions, we would go for like 30, 45 minutes sometimes straight, you know, and then lay in the bed for about 15, 20 minutes, and we're at it again. I don't know where it came from. I really don't. And I'm married. Now that I'm married, my wife, she can't handle me. When I say it, she can't handle me, I don't mean because I'm well endowed, like I'm King Ding-a-ling. It's just, you know, my ability to just keep going. You know, sometimes after 30 minutes with my wife, I haven't even busted a nut yet. You know, and she's looking at me like, nigga, when you going? And I'm just like, hey, I just learned how to keep going, you know, and it's a technique. You know what I mean? And I just learned the technique and now I can just control it. When I want to release, I release. Now, there's moments when it's really, really good and I just can't hold it. And then there's moments where I feel like I'm about to bust in the first 10 minutes and I just hold it. And after I hold it for like a few seconds, then next thing you know, 15 minutes gone by, 30 minutes gone by, and then I just let it go like a hose just exploded. Hello. I'm glad you keep a good vagina health. I can't believe I just said LOL. But anyway, yeah, I personally think for black men out there who have ED, I don't think they realize that there's a lot more that they can do other than just taking a pill or going to the doctor. And a doctor says, hey, you have ED and you just take these pills. That's just a tough pill to swallow if you have ED. But I don't think as black people in general, we take care of ourselves health-wise as we should, because we like to eat, you know. But there's some things that happen as we get older if we keep eating the way we're eating, and it affects certain things, you know. And if you have high blood pressure, you're more than likely going to have ED. It may not be as severe as most, but there is things we can do and precautions that we can take to overcome that. And one of them is eating right and working out. And I really focus on my diet nowadays, especially, you know, now. I mean, hell, I'll be 49 in May, you know. Can't believe I'll be pushing 50. But anyway, taking care of my little buddy downstairs, I got to do that. So anything I come across, I mean, I even research. I do a lot of research, you know, on certain things, you know, because I want to be around for as long as I can. If I'm going to be around, that ding-a-ling got to be working.
You know, with some men, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. Some men tell me that they can only get, they get turned off easily. So based on, certain things, I guess stuff that they see may be a turn off. So I'm wondering if, you know, how that would look with two vaginas, if it would look the same or different or a little weird. I'm wondering if that would be a turnoff to some guys, thinking that going in, like, oh, that might be great, two vaginas. But then you go to look at it and it's like, can't get it up. I'm wondering if that would play a factor in getting hard. So that's another question I have. A lot of men say it's with certain things, like you said in the past, like certain smells, you easily turned off with, you know, if it's, she doesn't have a healthy vagina. Is it easy for, how do I want to put this question? Are men easily turned off more than females, you think? Because I speak to a lot of females too, and they may not have the same hygiene as other females, and trying to keep up with two vaginas, you know, especially if you don't have good hygiene, may be a problem. So, I'm kind of like that. I'm not picky, but certain things I feel like you should be on the up and up, you know, especially with your hygiene. So I'm wondering, if that will play a part in, having two vaginas, if, you know, because for some men, it may sound great. It may sound like, oh, you know, I got more than one vagina. You know, I got more than one, you know, like they have two females. And then some men, they, you know, they say they can't handle. Believe it or not, there are some men out here who don't, you know, want too much. They only want one female, you know. And what's the difference to me? That's what we always say. Isn't it a vagina a vagina? You know, some are tighter than others. Some, I don't know. I don't know if it makes a difference the way it looks. I mean, because your penis, I mean, I feel like a penis is a penis. I mean, I know the sizes are different, they look different, but it all does the same thing, right? So, I don't know. Some are tighter than others. Some, I don't know. I don't know if it makes a difference the way it looks. I mean, because your penis, I mean, I feel like a penis is a penis. I mean, I know the sizes are different, they look different, but it all does the same thing, right? So, I don't know. Wait. Mm-mm. I can't be too small, and it can't be too big, okay? I know ladies out there like, oh, no, it should be gigantic. It should be like, girl, you know you can't handle a horse. That's just way too big. And plus, some men who have really large dicks, some of them just don't know what to do with it. You know, it's too much for them. And then you got some who got a one who is a little smaller. Not small, but smaller than a large one. a medium one. They know everything, how to do, you know, what to do to hit that point, you know, to hit that spot, whatever. Now, excuse me, I'm sorry, I was hungry. For I know it's a little professional, but you know it's Friday. For the men who have a little one, they may need some work, you know. They may have to do other things to make up for their lack thereof. I don't know, but y'all are really sensitive about y'all little friends down there. I don't mean to say little, 'cause y'all get sensitive about that. Y'all get sensitive about your friend, little friend, not little. Oh my God, sorry. You get sensitive about your friend down there. You know, I wanted to mention 30 minutes is great, but some men, they can give you the best 10 minutes of their life. I'm telling you, blow your mind in 10 minutes. And they could have a big one, you know? So it all depends on who you have doing the stroking, I guess, you know? So I guess it depends too.
Hey DJ, sorry I got interrupted. But anyway, I don't as far as being turned off, I think it kind of levels out. I think it's an even playing field when it comes to being turned off by your significant other, depending on who that person is, and how you're connected to them. And what I mean by that is if you're just connected to them physically, like you're just physically attracted to them, and that's all it's going to be. Then certain things they do is gonna turn you off. For instance, like the woman I was telling you about that we had sex, I had sex with her all the time. She could say, "Oh, I farted or something," and wouldn't turn me off. She just farted, you know. But if someone else did it, you could be like, "Oh man, that's gross," and you're completely turned off from their action, you know. If you're connected to someone physically and mentally, you may not be as turned off as quickly as you would with someone you're just physically attracted to, and you're just with them because of that physical attraction. And I also believe that if you're in love with someone, there aren't too many things that would probably turn you off versus someone that you're just attracted to and you're just having fun with them for the moment, if that makes sense. Interesting. I want to piggyback about what you were talking about penis sizes, and I'm glad you clarified that. The woman I told you about that I dated for 4 years and we had sex every single day that we were together, that's what she meant about me being perfect. I wasn't small, but I wasn't too big. And she went in more depth about it, you know, once we, you know, had sex for the first time. And what she enjoyed about me was she was saying there's some guys she was with in the past where she enjoyed having sex with them, but she liked having the shit fucked out of her. And because she liked that, she couldn't do that with him because he was way too big, you know. And that's what she liked about me, is we could just have just mad passionate sex, you know. And you know, when you're having mad passionate sex and you're making love, it's, you know, it's nice and slow and you're enjoying it and what have you. But then there was times where she didn't want to make love, she just wanted to fuck, you know, and have the shit banged out of her. And then when I say she wanted the shit banged out of her, that's what she wanted. And she liked that about me, that I wasn't too big because I had the capability of doing that without hurting her. And she clarified that, you know, some women like a little pain, which she did, but then there's times when there's just pain because he's too big. And she told me there was one guy she enjoyed having sex with him, but she couldn't get the shit fucked out of her, you know, just a constant bang because he was too big. And I've heard women brag about, oh, they can handle a big dick or they need a man with a big dick, and I get it. And then, you know, I wind up dating them or just having sex with them. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, I thought she liked men with big dicks or wanted a man with a big dick, but she couldn't handle me. Like, I'm not bragging, but she couldn't go for a long time because she just couldn't hang in there. And then my thought process, well, if there was a man that was bigger than me, then you're going to have some serious problems, you know. And then somebody's not going to be happy because they couldn't finish they couldn't finish getting it in. Because, you know, we men, when we enjoy sex, we like getting it in. And that's what I loved about the woman that I was dating for 4 years, because we could make love or we could just had mad crazy sex and just bang. You know, I know that sounds crazy about banging, but that was her term. You know, tonight I just want you to bang the shit out of me. And she liked the fact that I could go for a long time because she could just get banged. And I thought that was funny as shit that we talk like that. And even, you know, my wife now, we have those moments. We call it, she calls it romper room. You know, can we have romper room time, daddy? You know, she'll do her little voice. But for me, she can't go for a long period of time. So, you know, once she gets her nut in, when she comes, there's times when I have to go finish the job, like stroke myself until I come, because she can't take it anymore. Because, like I said, I just go, you know, and sometimes she can't go for 30 minutes, you know. And there's times where if I focus, I can, like, you know, come within a 15-minute period, because she'll go for about 15 minutes. After that, she's tapping out. And I'm not ready to tap out. You know, I still want to go, so.
You know what? My thing is, when you're so used to eating a certain thing, let's just say you grew up in the South and you eat collard greens, you eat neck bones or whatever it is, you're so used to a certain thing. And I feel that you can still enjoy those same things, but not have it every day. You feel me? Because when you deprive yourself of the things that you like, I feel like it's harder. It's harder to resist. That's how I feel. And especially during this past year, during the pandemic, I tried I've always been the kind of person to exercise and to try different things with dieting. And a lot of times dieting is not easy. Trying to maintain a healthy body, a fit body, it's not easy. You know, and there are certain go-to comfort foods that we have due to, you know, you're having a bad day at work, you know, stress or, you know, worrying too much. Sometimes, you know, you pick up things that temporarily make you feel better, you know, and some people have their vices. Some people have bad vices. Some people have okay vices, not so good, but, you know, not too great, but, you know, not too bad. You feel what I'm trying to say? And I'm not judging. It's just that you're right. We don't take care of our bodies. And then, you know, when something happens and, you know, we develop an illness, here's a big thing, you know, and we develop an illness and then we, you know, we're in our feelings. But here's a big thing too. A lot of us don't like going to the doctor. And that's a big problem. And I understand it's very scary. You know, a lot of times you feel fine. You don't know what's going on. It's not a good thing, but, you know, you have to go, you know, just to get an idea of what's going on. And I'm not always saying that the doctors are always right, especially nowadays. Sometimes people are misdiagnosed. And you go in thinking you're healthy and come out with a whole bunch of stuff. They could be correct. They could not be correct, you know, and it's scary. And then you have to think about our generation. When we were growing up, it's like our grandmas and our mothers and great grandmothers used to, back in their day, you know, they used to use certain stuff that they used to pass on to us. Like my grandmother, she would say, you know, peroxide on certain things to heal it, or vinegar. That was a thing. And it's true. Apple cider vinegar, it kills a lot of things. It cures a lot of things. And it's been proven, you know, so a lot of natural things, it may work. And you got to think about, what did they use back in their time? They didn't have money to go out there and go get Tylenol or go get whatever. It's amazing how they make Vicks and you could put it on your temples if you have a headache and that works, opposed to taking a Tylenol or a Motrin, you know. So And that has menthol in it. So go figure. There are a lot of things that on both sides, my grandmothers used to tell me to use, and I use to this day, that has been working so far. And a lot of things that my father has tried, due to arthritis, I gave him a lot of healthy remedies that has worked. And his doctor gave him like 10 different medications to use. And you have to be careful too, especially if you have he has diabetes, but they're healthy things to use. And the doctor was like, "Oh, I feel like, you're getting better. This is working. Have you been taking your medications?" He said, "Yes," and he hasn't been taking them. You feel me? Just aloe is like a medicine, a lot of natural things, but you can't cure everything with, natural ingredients. Not everything, you know what I mean? But it has been proven that a lot of natural things, even if you go to some doctors and you ask them about it, they're afraid to tell you, but they will tell you, a lot of natural things will cure a lot of diseases. So, I mean, but you're right about that. So, hopefully, 2020 has passed and doesn't mean that we're out of the water yet in 2021, but we just have to take what we've learned and try to do better. That's all. And make sure that we're not having an erection problem. Let's get back to that. And take care of our vaginas, or dick or dicks, I don't know, whatever we got, whatever, floats your boat, I don't know. So thank you so much for your opinion. I just had to get a male or males to comment on this because I thought it was a little, I don't want to say weird. And when I say that, I don't want, you guys to think that I'm not really passenger. I mean, it's just my thoughts. I feel like for me, it would be a little weird for me to have two vaginas. If someone has two vaginas, I'm not, judging you. If that's what, you were born with, and you'll make it work and do what you got to do. But girls out here, these two vaginas, y'all ain't winning because I got one vagina and I can do what I do with the one vagina. Okay. Just to close out, on this podcast, I try to talk about everything. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, why don't you talk about politics? Why don't you talk about this or that?" Sometimes I do, but I try not to a lot. You know what I mean? Because you turn on the news and that's all you see. It's either something bad on there, something negative to me. And sometimes there are things that we do need to know, but I feel like it's always often talked about and not so much about life, period. What should you do in this relationship, or how should you not choose this medication, or what do you do if you're feeling this way one day? I feel like that can help people. A lot of times we are quiet, our people, where anybody, no matter what ethnicity you are, we get quiet when it comes to our feelings and things are bottled up. So when they're like that, here comes stress, depression. And I feel like we don't talk enough, especially men. They don't really talk about their feelings. So I feel like, whatever I'm feeling for the day, if I'm talking to somebody about a different topic, and mostly it could be about relationship of feelings or things that are going on or trending news, whatever people wants to talk about, whatever's on their mind, I like to talk about it and get people's feedback. So I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't want anybody to twist my words or feel some kind of way. If you do, we can discuss, because on here, we're not trying to offend anybody or insult anybody. But I will tell you, to Christians or not, or whether you're Christian, whether you're not, regardless of whether your religion or your race, we're all human at the end of the day. We all bleed the same. And, a lot of times words can seem a little, you know what I mean? Sometimes we can misunderstand people and it could be a miscommunication. And depending on how you're feeling for that day, you could misunderstand somebody and they really don't mean what you hear. So I just want to say that, talking about sex on Freaky Friday or love, I don't think that that's too much, even for a Christian. You know what I mean? Because it needs to be talked about. Sex, love, whatever. So I try to have it on Fridays, and whatever, we want to talk about. So you can chime in on that, Jamie B, and then I'll end the conversation. Thank you so much. And listen to me. Age, when it comes to certain things, like, yes, you should be concerned when you're dating about age, and I mean like whether they're particular age for you to, old enough, legal age to date. Yes, it does matter when it comes to that and certain things. But you being 49, what? That ain't old, you feel me? And it's only a number, it's all about how you take care of yourself, mentally, spiritually, physically, and people don't even look their age these days. Look at Angela Bassett, look at Vivian Fox, look at J-Lo. Oh my God. Listen, and you know what? I think Ashanti, she's like 40 now. I didn't think she was. Look out, you know what? I am a straight woman and I'm woman enough to say she got a banging ass body. And I heard her regimen, her work regimen, her workout regimen was fire. It still is, but it's too crazy to work out 7 days a week. Your body needs a break. Cause I work out, try to work out 5 days, but yeah, you're right. We really do need to take care of ourselves. It'll help you in the long run, and then you feel better, your mind is better, and everything's just better. So thank you. I just had to add that. Now, really, really, for real, for real. Have a great day, baby. Okay, one more, and I promise you, we'll end the podcast, the conversation. I also feel like the sex that you have with somebody, it depends on your feeling for them too. I have experienced that because sex with people in the past, I did realize after, you know what I mean? After you're with them, it's like it's different. And I think it was because of the feeling that I had for whomever it was. Sometimes when you're with somebody new, you're like, wow, this is like, especially if it's great, the sex is awesome, depending on your feelings for the person. So, that may play a factor. It goes back to what you said, when you have that connection with somebody, it makes a difference.
10 minutes could work, but for me, after going for 10 minutes, I'm ready to go again. I've had a few women that could make me feel good in 10 minutes, but when you got that good girl, you want to stay up in there. And that's just what I've come to. So like over the years, I trained myself to go longer because like I've had women that were good and I'd bust in 10 minutes, but I want some more. She might be good, but I've had some women where, both of us would come in 10 minutes and then she's like, I want some more. I'm ready to go, and then her man may not be ready in 10 minutes, and that's true. Some men have to wait like 15, 20 minutes before they get it up again. Me, shit, I'm ready to go. and that's just the man I've become, and I just love it. 10 minutes doesn't work for me. If I get her off, hey, good. But hey, I need that 10 more extra minutes. Know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, though. I've had situations where the pussy's so good, I couldn't hold it, but for 10 minutes. So, but after that first one, then I can go for 30 minutes. But I mean, God, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna tell you something that's really amazing, DJ Lala, that you and I, as friends, male and female, can actually sit down and have these type of conversations. There was one other female I was able to carry on a conversation like that with, and her and I went to school together years ago, and I'm not sh I she's still around. I'm not sure what really happened to her, but when I moved away and then I came back to the DC area, we lost touch, but she was the only other person where I could sit down and have a conversation with her like this. I've tried with other women, just to be friends with them and have these conversations. And after just talking, they kind of wanted a little test, and I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? But I think that's a good thing that you and I can sit down and have these conversations. It's a beautiful thing.
Damn, damn, damn. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that it's a high percentage in that age group for men, because I talked to a lot of men from their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and I have older guys in my family, uncles and stuff, who they are like jackrabbits, you know, and they be getting the young girls, you feel me? So I mean, not young young, but you know what I mean, younger than them. I don't know if they're taking anything. I have heard stories. I have friends who they've dated guys in their 30s who had issues with getting it up. I don't know if it's a diet thing, you know, what you're eating. It could be that. So I'm not sure if it's, I don't know if it's age. It with some men it could be, and with some men it could be your diet or, you know, medication, not getting enough of, I don't know, certain vitamins. I don't know. I guess it depends, you know. I will tell you this though, and this is my last one. You could comment if you want. I have also heard of people in relationships who say that their men couldn't get it up, and then the woman ended up cheating, right? And I'm just saying. And I guess she ended up with the person that she cheated with, and then he went his separate way. She had a conversation later on with him, and apparently he didn't have a problem getting it up. So it could also be the person. That's another factor that you're with. It could be either something one person or both people aren't doing, or maybe they ain't feeling each other no more. It could be a lot of things, you know, regardless of your age. So that I would say that that could be an issue too. So I guess it all depends. It depends on a lot of things. So okay, and then that's it. Thank you so much, Jamie V. I'm glad we can have these open conversations. You know me. I'm open to whatever kind of talk. You know, we grown. So thank you so much. We'll hear what Big J has to say. The other J. He's gonna comment too about it. Damn, damn, damn. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that it's a high percentage in that age group for men, because I talked to a lot of men from their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and I have older guys in my family, uncles and stuff, who they are like jackrabbits, you know, and they be getting the young girls, you feel me? So I mean, not young young, but you know what I mean, younger than them. I don't know if they're taking anything. I have heard stories. I have friends who they've dated guys in their 30s who had issues with getting it up. I don't know if it's a diet thing, you know, what you're eating. It could be that. So I'm not sure if it's, I don't know if it's age. It with some men it could be, and with some men it could be your diet or, you know, medication, not getting enough of, I don't know. Certain vitamins, I don't know. I guess it depends, you know. I will tell you this though, and this is my last one. You could comment if you want. I have also heard of people in relationships who say that their men couldn't get it up, and then the woman ended up cheating, right? And I'm just saying. I guess she ended up with the person that she cheated with, and then he went his separate way. She had a conversation later on with him, and apparently he didn't have a problem getting it up. So it could also be the person. That's another factor that you're with. It could be either something one person or both people aren't doing. Or maybe they ain't feeling each other no more. It could be a lot of things, you know, regardless of your age. So that I would say that that could be an issue too. So I guess it all depends. It depends on a lot of things. So okay, and then that's it. Thank you so much, Jamie V. I'm glad we can have these open conversations. You know me. I'm open to whatever kind of talk. You know, we grown. So thank you so much. We'll hear what Big J has to say. The other J, he's gonna comment too about it.
You know, let me rephrase that, because I can get bored with things, but when it comes to sex, and it's with the right woman, that's what I want to clarify. With the right woman, I don't get tired or wouldn't get tired of her. Because I will say there's been women in the past, where, we are having sex and it couldn't go any further than that. And yeah, I got tired of her, but I wasn't in love with her or anything like that. It was a sex thing, and I've had a couple of those. And having a conversation with a woman, and she wanted to brag about, oh, I think you and I'd be a perfect match or whatever, and I'd be like, well, I don't know, because I think like after having sex a few times, I'd probably get tired of you, but it has to be the right woman. Because I'm going to tell you something. The woman I was with for those 4 years, I did not get tired of fucking her. I didn't. I know that's, I mean, I just had to put some emphasis on that. If she wasn't crazy and I was still with her, who knows? But I mean, after 4 years of straight fucking every day, the way we did. No, I didn't get tired of that because, like, we just, I don't know, it was some kind of connection we had. I just didn't get tired of fucking her. Yes, 48, 49, 50. Yeah, that's relatively young. But the thing about men, health-wise, as far as their penis health, ED starts to affect them in their early to mid-40s. So, like, when you look at the statistics in erectile dysfunction, the percentage is pretty high in our age group for men. So even though, being in your 40s, late 40s, early 50s, is still relatively young, the ED situation is pretty high. So I'm just fortunate that I'm not in that high percentage that has it, because it affects a lot of men in our age group, and I hear a lot of men taking these pills. I had a cousin of mine, he's a year older than me, asked me if I knew any type of pill that he could take, because he said the blue pill's not working for him anymore. And I said, bro, I really wish I knew. There's other things that you could try other than the blue pill. I've never had to take the blue pill, so I don't know out there. I don't know anything out there that's working as far as erectile dysfunction. If it doesn't work for you, maybe you need to consult with your doctor. But I'm just fortunate and blessed I don't have that problem. But the percentage is very high, especially with black men and having high blood pressure. But yeah, he was like, hey, that blue pill's not working for me anymore. Can you suggest, taking something else? I'm like, I'm not taking anything, so I don't know. I could probably research it for you, but nah, I don't know. But yeah, 48, 49, yeah, that's young. But it's unfortunately for men, that ED percentage is very high in our age group. You hit the nail, DJ Lala, with the last statement. Because honestly, even though I'm married, my wife and I, like I said, I can go for a long time and I love having sex every day. But just to clarify, the young lady that I dated for 4 years, her and I got down like that, but my wife and I just don't. Now, does it bother me? A little. But when I'm not having sex with her, you know me, I got so many different hobbies, it keeps me busy, so it kind of takes my mind off it of a little bit. But I really do enjoy sex and try to make it interesting. But if I'm into a woman and we have that connection mentally and physically, and we connect on a different level when it comes to sex, it's on and popping. Unfortunately, my wife and I, we have sex a lot, but not to that level of the young lady that I dated for 4 years, and my wife and I been together for eight. I think I hate to say this, but if my wife found out, if she wanted to go into detail about my exes, and thank God she never has, and asked me what it was like, and I told her, I think she'd be pissed and probably wanted to take one of my guns and shoot me. Because she would probably wonder what it was that this woman did to me to where I wanted to have sex all the time, or we got down like that, because her and I don't get down like that. And it was really that connection her and I had. And I never had a partner that could get down the way she did. And we just did. And I told my brother the same thing, you know, when he asked me about the best I ever had. Or, you know, I told him there was a couple of other women, too. But she was numero uno. And I told my brother, if, you know, my wife found out about it, like we went into detail, she would probably want to kill me, because she tells me I'm her best, you know, whether I believe her or not. You know, for me, who cares? But I know for a fact that my wife found out about, you know, my ex and how we got down, she wouldn't like it. But anyway, DJ Lala, you know, I love talking to you. We can talk about anything under the sun. I can't wait to do it again. I enjoyed you. But I will say, though, when this COVID-19 thing is over with, I would like to sit down with you live, girl, and get into our conversations like we do. But, you know, I love you. I love talking to you and spending time with you like this. Hey, you and your family, stay safe. Keep your heads up. And I hope you have a good weekend. Love you, girl. Hey, DJ Lala, your second comment, that can be an issue, too. A man can be turned off by his woman, so nothing happens. And I've had that happen, but I knew what the issue was, and I was actually in control over that situation. But, yeah, sometimes when a man is turned off, nobody's home. Please, girl, don't have to be the last one. I could talk to you all day.
Thanks a lot for sharing this, DJ Lala.